Morning shift sucked, and not in the good way. Covering Morgan's maternity leave at the salon was proving more difficult than Everly had anticipated. It wasn't just the double shifts that made her feet ache and loathe heels for life. The worst part was having to drag her sorry ass out of bed early to open the hair salon. As a hairdresser, she was expected to look her best. Full makeup, hair styled, cute shoes, etc. Getting dolled up at 8 a.m. sucked major monkey balls. Maybe 8 in the morning wasn't early for most people in the working world, but she really, really wasn't a morning person. The bells above the door jingled at 10 o'clock sharp, signaling her first client was here. Who made a hair appointment at 10 in the morning, other than a senior citizen? From the back of the salon, she spotted the guy. He was no senior citizen. His frame filled the doorway, making him look like he was there to conquer the salon and enslave its women. Under his fitted shirt, muscles bulged. From this distance, she couldn't make out his facial features, but his body was enough to either scare her or send her libido into overdrive. Sometimes the line between the two blurred. She moved up to the desk and glanced down at the appointment book. Ambrose Langley. Interesting name. Not common around here. It sounded foreign and exotic. Almost too dignified for the thuggish guy making his way to the desk. Ugh. If he was another one of the university snobs, she'd pass him off to Willow after this appointment. But even from a distance, he didn't look like he belonged in a university. Maybe a WWE wrestling ring. Or prison. Shaking off a shiver of fear, she put on her best cheerful expression, reminding herself that appointments meant money. Then she walked out from behind the desk to greet him. Mama needs a new pair of fuck-me boots. Ambrose? His forehead creased when he caught sight of her.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Everly. She stuck out her hand, noticing the purple polish was chipping. She made a mental note to touch it up later. It matched the streaks in her hair. Ambrose took her hand and politely shook it, but frowned.
Nice to meet you.
He peered around the salon briefly, then sighed.
Let's get this over with.
Okay, then. Maybe he wasn't a morning person either. Sure, come on back. She waved him to her station, and he followed. What can I do for you?
I'm a groomsman in a wedding, he mumbled behind her. The bride will kill me if I don't look presentable.
He almost sounded sulky. She chuckled, then gestured to her chair. He sank into it, dwarfing the standard hairdressing chair. Standing behind him, she hit the foot pedal and brought the chair down so she could actually reach his head. What is it about weddings that make people so crazy?
I have no idea. The groom, who's my best friend, has even started his own Pinterest account. It's like I don't even know him anymore.
She swung the cape around his neck. I'm guessing you don't want your favorite sports team logo shaved into the back, then? He laughed.
No, not my style anyway. Just trim it, nice and neat.
The man had a beautiful head. What would it look like if he grew his hair out long? Even at the short length, she could tell it was a light shade of blonde, which matched his light complexion. Combined with his size, she wondered if he had Viking heritage. She chuckled inwardly, picturing him sweaty, holding a sword, an army behind him ready to obey his commands. Vikings would make good doms, and this guy looked like he could give a mean domi. Good Lord, since when did clients make her imagination run so wild?